Your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 18. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 7 above. Tonight, mainly clear. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, high of 40. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 18.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier, and Merry Christmas. Well, while we celebrate the festivities, last week was Ukrainians' St. Nicholas Day. And the Kansas Children's Discovery Center in Topeka, Kansas, held their private event for Ukrainian families within the community, hosting a children's festival, letting kids play, paint, and even listen to the Christmas story, along with having the Kansas Ballet perform.
Tonight we're hosting a children's festival. It's St. Nicholas Day, and that's a time to celebrate children and families and recognizing what our local Ukrainian friends are going through. They just finished their Nutcracker performance this last weekend, and they have made a special extension for tonight, so they will be here with a Nutcracker story time. The Sugar Plum Fairy will be dancing. Yana, who you'll hear from, is going to translate the story so that the families just have a wonderful experience.
That audio from WIBW. The Discovery Center also made it an extra special night by sending families home with presents and some jolly holiday caroling.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A Kansas State University veterinarian has warned pet owners to prepare to keep their pets inside during the extreme cold weathers that may be happening throughout the wintertime across the state of Kansas. As WIBW reports that Susan Nelson from Kansas State University's Veterinary Health Center in the College of Veterinary Medicine said it's time to consider bringing your cat or dogs inside for the warmth, as pets that are very young or old and those that are not acclimated to the colder weather should be brought in during the colder temperatures. She did say that dogs with heavy coats could get too warm in the house, so to keep them in a slightly cooler room or the garage to prevent them from getting uncomfortable, and reminds that some pets do get nervous or panic while inside, and said to bring a carrier or crate that could help ease the transition. She also reminds many pet owners that homes do have their own environmental threats to pets that differ from those that are outside, as indoor plants like lilies and other plants could be toxic to pets if they eat them. She also says to avoid giving pets things like chocolate, raisins, onions, electrical cords, candles, or other items that could make your animals sick. Mid-America Network News.
Start your new year with a new career. Come join the team at Landall Company as they look to make 2023 the best year yet. Landall in Marysville is hiring for assembly, welding, paint, fabrication, technical writer, engineering clerk, and a traveling service tech position based out of Texas. Career advancement opportunities available. Enhanced wages start at $15.75 up to $21.95, plus hiring bonuses for qualified positions of $500 to $1,000. Exceptional benefits include $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, medical, dental, vision, life insurance, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Apply online and learn more at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 for more information. EEO, Vets and Disabilities welcome at Landall Company in Marysville. Go online at Landall.com.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. In light of the giving season for the holidays, high schoolers from Silver Lake High School volunteered at the Hearts and Hands Against Hunger of Hastings, Nebraska. As they came together to pack meals and essentials like vitamins and minerals, dehydrated vegetables with rice and soy protein, along with other items, to be shipped around the world to places like Haiti and the Philippines. And it was something many of the high school students said they thoroughly enjoyed being able to give back.
I don't think a lot of us realize where this is going. And when the guy explained to us that it's going to different countries and states and everywhere, it shocked me how many places this is going to, that this is what we have to do to help them. It's kind of sad to hear about, but also it's good that we are doing this.
That audio from KSNB at local channel 4, where Katie Schultz with Hearts and Hands Against Hunger says the volunteer opportunities for these students was exciting to let them make a difference in the world. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
'Tis the season for savings, and Rusty Eck Ford has the certified pre-owned vehicles you're looking for with the Blue Ford Advantage. You'll find a huge selection of certified vehicles, all makes and models, including certified Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Toyota, Kia, and more, all backed with comprehensive limited warranties and 24/7 roadside assistance. Coverage is up to 7 years or 100,000 miles, and financing offers available as low as 0.99% APR. Each and every one of our certified vehicles pass a detailed multi-point inspection by a factory-certified technician. Get your certified pre-owned vehicle with up to 7 years or 100,000-mile powertrain coverage and financing offers as low as 0.99% APR. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
From all of us here at Rusty Eck Ford, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Plus tax and fees, 0.99% APR financing on gold certified upon credit approval with Ford credit up to 36 months payment of $27.78 per thousand in finance. Cannot be combined with any other offer or advertised special. Expires month end.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A representative with Kansas Main Street met with Marshall County Commissioners last week, along with Marysville Chamber and Main Street board members and the county health nurse, with a presentation on things to think about while designing the new health department in efforts to make sure it stays consistent with downtown architecture. The group is willing to work with the builder to give exterior ideas. Public Works applied for two bridges through the Kansas Local Bridge Improvement Grant. The county was not awarded the grant at this time. A motion was approved for $244,000 for bridge construction on the East River Road due to the transmission line. The next regularly scheduled Marshall County Commissioners meeting is Tuesday beginning at 8:30. Courthouse closed Monday in observance of Christmas. Final day for business will be Thursday, December 29th, as the courthouse will be closed to the public Friday to close out books, and then will remain closed Monday, January 2nd for New Year's. Costs assessed to TC Energy from Washington County for rock, equipment use, and man hours related to the oil spill cleanup efforts have topped $57,000. Work continues on the site, and the emergency management director reported that a code on the department website has been established to file reports of wildlife affected. Thus far, 4 animals and 71 fish have been affected. The Nemahal County Commissioners will not meet again in regular session until Monday, January 9th. They're planning to hold a special session on Tuesday, December 27th at 8 a.m. to consider adoption of the proposed amended budget for 2023 and to further discuss pay and benefits for employees. At their last meeting, the board received bids to reclaim and put cement in the base of an 8-mile stretch of the Goff Oneida Road. Low bid of Bergkamp Construction for $1.3 million was approved. Following executive session, it was announced the position of part-time janitorial, part-time senior services has been eliminated, effective immediately in Nemahal County. Gage County Board of Supervisors at a special meeting Wednesday opened bids for and approved the low bid of Thiessen Construction in the amount of $444,000 for the Gage County Bridge Pile Repair Project. Next regular meeting is Wednesday, December 28th. In a news release Friday, TC Energy advised that the U.S. Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration has approved a restart plan for the Cushing segment of the Keystone Pipeline. They're commencing activities to support the safe restart of the segment, including testing and inspections, which could take a matter of days. On-site cleanup activities continued through the holiday weekend. The company announced that in appreciation to landowners and residents of Washington County, the firm would match an employee-funded donation program toward the Washington County Hospital and will continue exploring other ways to contribute to the community. Gary H. Jorgensen, age 65, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service December 27th at United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Gary Jorgensen with services December 27. John K. Jack Kirkland, Jr., age 87, of Marysville, passed away December 22nd. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 1 until 9. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Jack Kirkland. Conrad R. Stewart, age 88, of Washington, passed away December 13. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Private burial. Visitation Tuesday, 3 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Conrad Stewart. John T. Argenbright, age 70, of Waterville, passed away December 19. Funeral service Wednesday at 2 at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6:30 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for John Argenbright. Evelyn M. Weir, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial Our Savior Lutheran Cemetery west of Barnston. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 9. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Evelyn Weir.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. The wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Braddock works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Temperatures warming up and staying warmer throughout this week, and conditions will continue to stay drier. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Staying cloudy early on today, then sunshine in the afternoon with our highs in the upper teens and mid-20s. North winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Warming up very quickly throughout Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s. And staying very mild throughout Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. More sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s. And staying cloudy throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and mid-30s. Partly sunny skies on Thursday with our highs in the upper 40s and mid-50s. And clouds roll in over Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-20s and mid-30s. And staying warmer throughout the weekend. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature late December 40, record high on this date 66. The average low 20 and the record low minus 6. Sunrise this morning 7:45. Sunset this evening at 5:10.
If your kids are home from school this week, you'll be looking for things to keep them occupied. We will share a few suggestions from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 26th. It is the 360th day of the year, and singer Chris Daughtry has a birthday. Looking for ways to keep the kids occupied while school's out? Here are a few ideas. Set them to work on thank you notes. It's a good courtesy to learn, and they might have fun including a photo of themselves with their gift. If weather permits, get them outdoors. Fresh air will do wonders, and nature walks can be fascinating in winter. How about a toy swap? Encourage children to donate used toys to charity while making space for their new things. And check out what's going on in the community. Skate centers, museums, libraries, and community centers often plan special school break activities. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day online at almanac.com.
A special holiday wish from Hoover's Incorporated. May songs of joy fill your home with warmth and happiness this holiday season. It's in this spirit we say thank you and look forward to the new year with much joy and cheer from Hoover's Incorporated.
Caring for your pets and livestock, the doctors and staff at Pony Express Veterinary Clinic wish you and your family all of the best. As we gather and take stock of a year past and the new start going forward, thanks again and best wishes from Pony Express Veterinary Clinic in Marysville.
Enjoy the atmosphere this festive season. It's a time of warmth and affection for each other, evident no other time of the year. All of those at Duzine Enterprises wish you the best of the season from Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Belleville Health Care and Rehab Center is proud of the Republic County High School students for studying and doing their best in the classroom and at scholastic events. Belleville Health Care and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
At news from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute released the baseline update for U.S. farm income for 2021, and the report shows that higher commodity prices are contributing to a sharp increase in U.S. farm income.
Different stories for different commodities. On the grain and oilseed side, you know, we are seeing very high prices for the crop that's being harvested right now. Expect those prices to persist for most of this marketing year. But assuming we have normal crops here and around the world in 2022, and assuming we don't have some new major demand shock, we could be looking at lower prices for crops harvested in 2022 and future years. That's obviously negative on the farm income side. Hog prices are incredibly high in 2021, much higher than anybody might have anticipated a year ago, but those are expected to come back down to earth a bit in 2022 as well. On the other hand, cattle prices probably have some more strength in front of us. Demand has been very good for cattle and for beef.
That was Dr. Pat Westhoff, the Director of Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri. No one is immune from scams, including our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. Scams can involve going after pension or disability benefits, fake requests for personal information, charity scams, and so much more. The VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text, and use sites like charitynavigator.org before donating. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. For more information, go online to aarp.org/fraud. Fraudwatch Network.
Wildcat fans, Dollar Day is back at Bramlett's this season. All general admission tickets and select concessions are only $1 when your K-State women's basketball team hosts West Virginia on Saturday, January 7th in Bramlett Coliseum. Order your $1 tickets by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com today. Go Cats!
College hoops in the state of Kansas coming to an end, at least for 2022, as there is one game left for both the Jayhawks and the Kansas State Wildcats for the wrap-up of the year and going into 2023. Both games are set for Saturday coming up on New Year's Eve. Jayhawks finished their last game on Thursday last week, taking on Harvard and winning 68-54. The Jayhawks are sitting number 4 in the national AP polls going into the midseason. Their game on New Year's Eve is set for Saturday afternoon with tip-off at 1 p.m. They are at home in Manhattan to take on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Cowboys have been struggling, sitting at the bottom of the Big 12 Conference, sitting 8-4 for their overall season. The Jayhawks are number 1 right now in the Big 12, sitting 11-1. In Kansas State basketball, they've had over a week off with their last game also on New Year's Eve for 2022 at home, taking on the West Virginia Mountaineers with tip-off in the evening at 6 p.m. They've been off since Wednesday last week as they ran over Redford, sitting 73-65, and tied with the Jayhawks, sitting number 2 in the Big 12 Conference, also at 11-1. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hey, this is Jeff Fortz, host of the TVL Spotlight, the podcast that brings you all of the news, stats, and scores from the Twin Valley League. The teams of the Twin Valley League have turned their attention to the hardwood. With some of the best athletes and most highly accomplished teams in the state of Kansas, TVL basketball is sure to be extremely competitive and a can't-miss event every week. Check it out at TVLSpotlight.com or on the podcast page at SunflowerStateRadio.com.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit MelindaMyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit MelindaMyers.com. Enjoy the health benefits of ginger, then grow your own for a bit of garden therapy. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Steep some finely chopped ginger into a cup of boiling water for several minutes, then sip away an upset stomach, pain, and inflammation. Save a portion of the ginger root, actually a modified stem known as a rhizome, to start your own plant. Select a plump piece with several bumpy nodes where new sprouts will form. Soak the rhizome overnight in warm water. Plant the ginger rhizome with the bumpy nodes pointing up in a wide, shallow pot. Cover with several inches of potting mix and water. Move the container to a warm location and keep the soil moist but not wet. Be patient as it can take several weeks or more for the ginger to sprout. Move the plant to a sunny window as soon as sprouts appear. Continue to water as needed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Ray was expecting a call from a guy trying to sell him some firewood. When an unknown number popped up on his cell phone, he thought he'd just call back later, as he was busy at the time. Turns out someone else was calling. It was the White House. The story is part of our Best of 2022 series, and it's next on the American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous, or 1,700 gallons of UAN, or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need, now on seed, from Pivot Bio. Learn more at PivotBio.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In February of 2017, Ray Starling was appointed by President Trump to serve as the special assistant to the President of the United States for agriculture, ag trade, and food assistance on his National Economic Council. That position is the chief ag policy liaison in the executive branch. He remembers his first meeting in the Oval Office with the president.
The first meeting was about laying out for the president what does he need to know about the ag community.
Not too far into that first meeting, something a bit startling took place.
About halfway through my chat with the president, he pushes the red button, and I thought I could possibly fall through a trap door in the floor. You know, I mean, I knew that wasn't quite right, but still, I was like, what did he just do? Did he essentially signal to somebody, get these guys out of here?
Of course, the red button was a signal for something else.
And no, an aide came in with a glass with a presidential seal and an open Diet Coke, and he poured it over the ice and gave the president a Diet Coke. When I got home that night, the main thing I told my wife was, we need one of those buttons, you know, that's pretty cool.
Ray's position, like many at the White House, is quite demanding, not only in knowledge and expertise, but in the sheer hours one spends at the job. That said, the opportunity was one not lost on him.
Awesome experience, wouldn't take anything for it. Washington, D.C. is an incredibly difficult place to live, very expensive, but pretty cool to drive in through iron gates at the White House and park and walk in and get a chance to go talk to the president from time to time.
Later, during the president's term, Ray went to work as chief of staff for the Secretary of Agriculture. Today, he is back in his home state of North Carolina with the State Chamber of Commerce. You can hear our full interview with interesting stories and reflections on where agriculture is headed by listening to our Farming the Countryside show. Just go to farmingthecountryside.com and look for show 178. Traveling the Countryside in Raleigh, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McCray.
Think throwing old batteries in the trash would be dangerous, but it is. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. They can catch fire or even explode if they come in contact with metal as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
We all have batteries around the house for electronics, toys, and other gadgets. When the batteries are dead, what do you do with them? Your state might require all batteries be taken to a household hazardous waste disposal facility. If not, maybe you just toss them in the trash once they're used up. Depending on what else is in that trash can, they could start smoldering and cause a fire. Brett Brenner is the president of the Electrical Safety Foundation International and explains how this can happen, especially with one type of battery.
Your 9-volt battery, got a positive and negative. If there's any energy left into that and they come in contact in a trash can, if you have aluminum foil or even, you know, a Pop Tart wrapper or something like that, you can create an arcing event where if there's anything combustible in a trash can or trash bag, like paper towels, it's a pretty good place to find something combustible. It can start a fire. We've seen those pop up here and there. So just because it doesn't work in your device doesn't mean it's completely out of energy.
Before they're tossed in the trash, make sure there is no way the positive and negative posts of the battery can complete a circuit and produce heat.
Something like a 9-volt battery, you should make sure both sides are covered with something and just wrap it in something as simple as paper towel or putting in a plastic bag. Might not be the best thing for the environment, but at the end of the day, it's about safety to make sure you're not, you know, putting anybody in harm's way.
The conditions would have to be just right with metal touching other batteries, such as AA's, or more than one AA to complete the electrical circuit. Then, some sort of combustible material like paper would need to be nearby for the fire to start. However, junk drawers with loose batteries and metal objects like paper clips and keys can create that perfect condition. Learn more about home battery safety at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
few weeks ago, I looked outside my window and saw all the leaves piling up. In that moment, I felt a rush of anxiety, wondering how in the world I was going to get yard work done before the snow fell on the ground and amidst everything else going on. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Like the leaves piling up, sometimes it's easy to look at our finances and feel stressed, especially in today's economic environment. When I start to feel that anxiety creep in, I pause to review my finances and look at what I'm spending money on. Does it line up with my values and my goals? Do I have a clear plan for saving, spending, and sharing? And am I following that plan? It's a time to reevaluate my finances so I don't feel anxious. God doesn't want us to have a spirit of anxiety. While feeling anxious about our finances can be normal, when we stay on top of them, we're more likely to live with clarity and have a purposeful life.
Blue River Eye Care wishes you a Merry Christmas and are ready to see you in the new year. Don't forget to use your health savings to order glasses and contacts for clear vision in the coming year.
The staff down at Cottage Hill Ag Supply wishes its customers a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all. May the many Christmas traditions fill your heart with joy and happiness this holiday season from Cottage Hill Ag Supply.
Home is where the heart is, and our wonderful local communities are full of heart. The new year brings new changes, and Pearl Realty and Auction is ready to help if a new home is one of them. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Pearl Realty and Auction.
The Gray family and staff at Gray Family Dental hope your holiday season is filled with the many joys of being surrounded by the ones you love. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year from Gray Family Dental.
It's at this time that Sunflower Community Credit Union remembers the loyalty of their members and says thank you for your continued support. As a member-owned community credit union, Sunflower works with you and for you in our community. Best wishes and happy holidays from Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville. From Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, here's to continued success. As we pause for a new year, know that the entire team at Valley Vet and Fashion Direct appreciate your support and patronage. You've made our growth possible, and we pledge to continue providing the largest selection of farm and rural supplies and apparel in-store and online from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Nema Hall Marshall Rural Electric provides the power and light for our homes, businesses, and farmsteads. As a member-owned cooperative, you and your neighbors contribute to the greater good by teaming up for essential services. Nema Hall Marshall will continue to work in meeting every member's needs, hoping you have the best of holidays this year and in years to come from Nema Hall Marshall REA.
A new book suggests that America's farming system has become a battleground, pitting farmers against those critical of the system. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Ray Starling was chief of staff at the U.S. Department of Agriculture when Sonny Perdue was ag secretary. He has a new book out called Farmers versus Foodies. In it, Starling identifies the foodies as those outside of food and agriculture who claim that the current food and ag system is doing it all wrong.
If the world wants something different from the food system, then all you got to do is tell us. We can probably do it. But don't say things like, we need a whole new system that has no elements that are even recognizable when compared to the current system. Like, that's just junk, right? Like, that's not helpful to the conversation at all.
Starling says the foodie critics were out in force when the pandemic hit. He says they claimed that supply chain disruptions were the result of a broken system.
That is so disconnected from reality that it's comical. I mean, when you shut down where half of the people in the United States get their food, that is restaurants, and you start demanding all of that food in the retail chain, yeah, it's going to take us a few weeks to transition from restaurants to retail, but that's about how long it took.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. The United Soybean Board has a new chair. Chad Smith has more.
The United Soybean Board recently elected Megan Kaiser of Missouri as the organization's new chair. She explains the top priorities for the soy checkoff in 2023.
We're in the second year of our new strategic plan, so we continue to look at things like health and nutrition, and on the farm that would mean plant and soil health, and then also, of course, on the demand side, looking at human and animal health and nutrition. We're looking at infrastructure and connectivity. We're always looking at how are we going to most efficiently get our soybean crop to the global marketplace. And then on innovation and technology and making sure that farmers have access to tools that help us make data-driven decisions and be more efficient so we continue our sustainable U.S. soy production.
Kaiser says recent successes in checkoff investments include infrastructure, specifically research to inform dredging of the lower Mississippi River.
And the checkoff really got the ball rolling there by saying, what are the barriers of entry? What's keeping this from going? And it turned out that it was planning and design, and that's the kind of work that the checkoff can invest in. And that $2 million investment from soybean farmers.
The 77 farmer leaders of the United Soybean Board across 30-plus soy-growing states strategically decide investment decisions that deliver sustainable solutions to every life, every day.
But it really starts with our farm perspective coming and saying, I would like to see us invest in this. This is the unique value of the U.S. soybean checkoff. Farmer leaders make those investment decisions. We also evaluate their progress. When we work together through the checkoff, we're able to make a real impact for the soybean industry in the United States.
And let's look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
'Tis the season for savings at Rusty Eck Ford. We are spreading joy and cheer, and we have the new Fords you're looking for at prices you'll love with customer cash rebates. Plus, take advantage of finance offers as low as 1.9% APR for up to 66 months. And when you buy your new Ford at Rusty Eck Ford, you will make no payments up to March 2023. Celebrate this season with a new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford. And financing offers as low as 1.9% APR for up to 66 months. And you'll make no payments up to March 2023. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Of all of us here at Rusty Eck Ford, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Plus tax and fees, all rebates to debit payment of $15.15 per thousand in finance. No payment for up to 90 days upon approval credit with Ford credit. Interest accrues from time of purchase. These offers cannot be combined with others and expire at the end of the month.
Get a $70 reward card or Visa virtual account with your purchase of four new select Michelin Winter Passenger or Light Truck tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Now through the end of December, you purchase any qualifying set of tires and turn your reward in, you'll get $70 back. $70 redemption from Michelin. Available at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. See store for complete details. Mike's OK Tire, offering tire sales, service, and front-end alignments.
You wouldn't think throwing old batteries in the trash would be dangerous, but it is. They can catch fire if they come in contact with metal. Unsuccessful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Around the house for electronics, toys, and other gadgets. When the batteries are dead, what do you do with them? Your state might require all batteries be taken to a household hazardous waste disposal facility. If not, maybe you just toss them in the trash once they're used up. Depending on what else is in that trash can, they could start smoldering and cause a fire. Brett Brenner is the president of the Electrical Safety Foundation International and explains how this can happen, especially with one type of battery.
Your 9-volt battery, you got the positive and negative. If there's any energy left into that, and they come in contact in a trash can, if you have aluminum foil or even, you know, a Pop-Tart wrapper or something like that, you can create an arcing event where if there's anything combustible in a trash can or trash bag, like paper towels, it's a pretty good place to find something combustible. It can start a fire. We've seen those pop up here and there. So just because it doesn't work in your device doesn't mean it's completely out of energy.
Before they're tossed in the trash, make sure there is no way the positive and negative posts of the battery can complete a circuit and produce heat.
Something like a 9-volt battery, you should make sure both sides are covered with something and just wrap it in something as simple as paper towel or put it in a plastic bag. Might not be the best thing for the environment, but at the end of the day, it's about safety to make sure you're not, you know, putting anybody in harm's way.
Fire investigators say perfect conditions for a battery fire are also found in junk drawers with loose batteries and metal objects like paper clips or keys. It's not as likely with batteries such as AA's, but it can happen. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about home battery safety at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritat. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. On Friday, as we went into the Christmas holiday weekend, corn for March closed at 666 and a quarter, and that was up 5 3/4. Wheat for March closed at 776, that's up 13 3/4. May wheat closed at 782.5, that's up 12 3/4. Kansas City wheat for March on Friday closed at 874 3/4, that's up 8 3/4. Kansas City wheat for May closed at 869, that's up 9 1/4. Minneapolis wheat for March into the day on Friday at 931 3/4, that's up 9.5. Minneapolis wheat for May into the day at 921, and that's up 9. March oats into the day on Friday at 363.5, that's up 9. May oats into the day on Friday at 360, and that's up 7 3/4. January soybeans ended Friday at 1479. That's up 11 1/4. Soybeans for March ended today at 1484.5. That's up 12.5. Cotton for March, 885.21 was your final price, and that's up 91 cents. Cotton for May, $85.18. That's up $1.33. Live cattle for December ended the day on Friday at 156.90. That's up $1. The high on Friday was 157.17.5, low was 155.75. Live cattle for February ended the day on Friday at 157.75, that's up 45 cents. The high was 157.82.5, low was 157. Feeder cattle for January ended the day on Friday at 184, that's up 2.5 cents. Highest price on Friday was 184.45, lowest was 183.45. And feeder cattle for March ended the day on Friday at 186.75, up 30 cents. The high was 187 and a nickel. And that's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a new Kia from Midwest Kia for my mom. She has been very good this year and deserves this more than anything. Merry Christmas, Peyton. P.S. I have been very good as well.
This Christmas, treat the ones you love most with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. And we'll treat you to our simple, transparent, and fast Better Way to Buy experience. If a new Kia is on your Christmas list, Midwest Kia has an honest and fair car buying process and available inventory on the lot today. All new Kias come with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us at Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Start your new year with a new career. Come join the team at Landall Company as they look to make 2023 the best year yet. Landall in Marysville is hiring for assembly, welding, paint, fabrication, technical writer, engineering clerk, and a traveling service tech position based out of Texas. Career advancement opportunities available. Enhanced wages start at $15.75 up to $21.95, plus hiring bonuses for qualified positions of $500 to $1,000. Exceptional benefits include $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, medical, dental, vision, life insurance, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Apply online and learn more at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 for more information. EEO, Vets and Disabilities welcome at Landall Company in Marysville. Go online at Landall.com.
The end of the year is a time of reflection for many, including K-State Research and Extension Programming. This is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. K-State Research and Extension Director Greg Hadley shares that this is KSRE's most impactful year yet.
In 2021, we had 2.3 million total contacts. That's face-to-face contacts and online contacts. Immediately being a director, I thought, oh my gosh, how are we going to beat it this year? And the way we beat it is that we have great specialists, great agents, great support staff, really buying in to getting the information out in the way that our constituents need it. And so this year, instead of 2.3 million, it was actually 6.1 million.
Hadley goes on to highlight a few of the programs that stood out, especially to him in 2022.
We host the National Rural Grocery Summit this year. And that Rural Grocery Initiative, the reason why it's so impactful is their main goal is to make sure that we have sustainable grocery stores so people don't have to drive an hour or 2 hours to get to a suitable grocery store. Another thing that I'm really proud of, we had one agent in Wichita County, Amy Baker. She worked for 5 years with a coalition around childcare to establish the only childcare facility, a not-for-profit childcare facility in Wichita County. And so that's just going to be so impactful for that county. The other thing, too, is one program that actually got started during COVID, Garden Hour. Our horticulture agents and specialists work very hard at educating the public on horticulture issues. So far this year, they have been educating about 12,500 people. And once again, this isn't just Kansas, but it's the rest of the United States and other countries as well.
He ends by emphasizing the important work done by animal science and industry and agronomy professionals throughout this challenging year.
The drought and the heat, and so a lot of our animal scientists and agronomists have been there through it all, coming up with alternative feeding, you know, proper watering and everything like that, just helping producers to make the best decisions they can given the difficult circumstances of this past year. And when you think about inflation, there's inflation on the ag price side of things. That's where our ag economists come in to help people make good financial decisions. So a lot of people doing a lot of great work out there.
Applauding the impact of K-State Research and Extension Programming 2022, that was KSRE Director Greg Hadley. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Yeah. Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.